Standing here, we can hear the wonderful water beneath our feet and feel that nice, cool breeze on a hot summer's day coming from the cave. And I would say a combination of those two things probably entice people to kind of go, wow, wonder what this is all about. And they probably were meandering through this area of Kentucky, and this was a very delightful place to stop, to rest, and maybe even to camp. We don't think anyone actually lived inside of the cave, but certainly where we're standing at the entrance, you'll notice that your three basic needs of life could all be fulfilled right here in the entrance to Hidden River Cave. You've got a wonderful shelter that would provide protection. It would be obviously cool in the summer and a little warmer in the winter time. An abundant supply of clean water for whatever needs you might have. And then, of course, at those times, the forest around us would have been teeming with the large game animals. So our archaeologists tell us that people have been standing pretty much where we are today for about 5,000 years. And that's one reason I really like caving, because you get to become part of that history as you go into some of the same places that they may have visited.
So let's go on and see some of those places.
Okay, let's do it.